Translation is I'm on TV again. When I did TV, I had two girls all over me. Oh no, let me see your lips.
Thank you, sir. 17 weeks. Okay.
In the auditorium and there, and the wonderful wonders of the internet. We do not have broadcasting over the radio in the evening, only on the internet, which reaches all the way to New York, all the way to Europe, all the way to Korea. And greetings to Kimberly in Korea, all right? And we are so glad that you people are listening, especially in our close service of the day, the evening service of Bethel Baptist Church. We always start praising you with number 255. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Pray together. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus our Lord, and we pray that as we praise your name, you enhance our spirit to know how beautiful you are and how wonderful you are. And Lord, we owe to you the praises of our heart and mind. And so, Father, the first section tonight, we will say great things about the great God that we have. And then, Lord, we're going to study a very complicated section of the scripture in the Old Testament and the book of Daniel. And we pray that as we look upon the findings in the scripture, our mind become clear about your plans concerning the end of the world. And Lord, thank you. There are two books in the Bible who specifically knit together Daniel and Revelation. And I cannot go further in Revelation until I settle in what you said in the book of Daniel. And so help us to understand it and help us to look upon and rejoice in the fact that you are in control of our destiny. Thank you, Lord, that There is no hidden clues. There is no date that we need to know. It's just we need to know what you're doing. And what you are doing is you're bringing us up to your presence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. You may choose a song whether you are here or you are in the internet. The punching lines on the internet is bbcmh.org.
BBCMH95037.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Brother Thompson. BBCMH95037. And then you are in Yahoo, and then you just type your hymn book now. All right. We thank you if you do so. In the meantime, in the auditorium here, we have a choice. All right. One thing it is, my Gregorito, that's how we call him in Spanish in our class, is an excellent reader in Spanish. So I know now that he's going to help. All right. He read beautifully in Spanish, you know. This English spy that we have in the Spanish class, they're improving. Anthony is tremendously familiar with. Que pasa, que quiere. You know, he said, well, okay, donde? You know, and especially with Leo, who yield to them, that they're really learning. That's the only way to learn. You live in an area where somebody Spanish in Europe. But Gregory is going to a school on Tuesday, all right? God bless you and cover you with his grace another year. Amazing. And little by little, they get there, all right? And we pray for his daddy to pay the bills. All right. okay, it's not cheap. Yes, sir.
How about 308?
How about 308? 308. All right.
Yeah.
here with a beautiful song. Tell me, Emmy.
17, but can we sing all three verses?
Oh, 17, all three verses of number 17. Why not? All right? Number 17, the three verses. Come thou fountain. Yes, indeed, we will do it. And little Bouchat is expressing his love, all right? Come thou fountain. Yes, indeed. Number 17, please. Celebration of your wonderful 25 years of patience with Victor. It looks good now. But it's beautiful and it's for you and the church. Once again, let's thank the Lord for it. All right. Beautiful. All right, now you select the number that you like to do. Brother Plika, and then we take three shares. Yes.
62.
I'm going to do two weddings this year, which are unusual, because the people have been living together, and as a result of all their wedding, in which I was the pastor, they got convicted, and they got a Bible, they read it, and they said, wrong, what we do. And so I did one, and then we have the couple, Leticia, and Javier here, and now another wedding, on the wedding of Heather, and Matthew. It was a young couple in the back. They were living together. They live in Fremont, California. And they, after 2 years, they got Bibles. Matthew got Bibles from them. And then started reading the Bible and said, wrong what we're doing. This is not God. They're Roman Catholics. And they went to the priest. And the priest said, well, we can solve it for so much money and so on. And he said, no. He said, this guy doesn't know what to do. So they called me and said, we want to. And they want Tricia to sing in the wedding. So Tricia and I will become partners. Very soon we have a non-profit organization. We make it, Tricia. We make it. But it's and then we get Tayana on the side. We give it $2. And then it's what a great joy for a pastor to hear a couple who are finding God to say we have to do what God said.
Amen.
That's not the best. Even in Christians, and I don't find it, and these people are trying to find in God. And so I give them a Spanish Bible. The wedding's going to be a little longer. It's going to be Spanish and English. And traditionally Mexican. They are really super Mexican. They said, don't worry, I speak like a Mexican. I learned my notes. Tradition hurts you. Tradition really hurts you. And they will arrange a meeting for me to meet all the parents together, because the parents said, oh, you're going to be married by the devil. And I want to show them, look at how good looking I am. I'm not a devil, but I want to talk to them. And so what a testimony, you know. You can use the ignorance of people for the praising of God. And so very soon, I'm going to have a meeting in Fremont with their parents. I said, you have to make me a lot of enchiladas. That night, I eat enchiladas. So they're going to cook enchiladas. Tell your mommy to do the tortillas herself. He said, yeah, all right. Don't buy it in the store, because I don't like it. So, you know, you can make of the circumstances, something good for God. You know what I mean? You have to have a patience and tactfulness, because whatever they do is not because they hurt you, it's because they're ignorant. And we were there. So if we have patience, we can win another couple from there. I'm going to call Mike. Mike, you have a ministry in Fremont. We have to visit those people and do this. All right, number 62. Crown him with many crowns.
Oh,
And